So the next principle we're going to be breathing on is kala. In Hawaiian it means all change is possible. All change is possible. Now, we can accept that as a theory, or we can believe in it wholeheartedly. And we need to be honest about where we are, really and truly. Where we are in terms of how much of me is really in resonance with that statement. I can say for myself that the greater part of me is in resonance with that. There's still some aspects of my being, some fragments of my soul that haven't been wholly reclaimed into the complete acceptation of that statement. And I can feel the resonance of those fragments. So I'm being honest there. But I've proved it to myself time and time again. I've gone through so many shifts in consciousness and transformed through so many experiences in my life, consciously moving forward. I've confronted so many of my fears and achieved so many things in my life. And really overcome tremendous challenges and difficulties and inhibitions, addictions, depression, all kinds of things, disease, emotional trauma, psychological trauma, physical disabilities, all kinds of stuff. And there are many, many, many individuals in the world who have done the same, and even more so. And I'd like to tell you a couple of stories from my life that have really inspired me. One of my greatest inspirations was a young fellow that I met in England in the 90s. I'd come through some pretty powerful initiations myself, and I was really beginning my writing career in earnest. I was extremely creative, capturing a lot of inspiration every day, and I had this old electric typewriter that I used to use. It was battery operated, so I could get off into the forest, I could take it with me in my van, I could live in the wild, and I could capture inspiration, prose, poetry, all kinds of stuff on this typewriter. And so it was a neat way of keeping record of everything that I was producing. Now, I was pretty close to the ground in those days in terms of financially. I was living on a day-to-day basis. I was more interested in being in nature and writing poetry and getting in touch with what David calls and what I'd call the living God, the spirit of life, the nature of life, and really discovering myself and allowing this amazing opening, this shifting consciousness to pour through me and through my writing, and then I could read that and get a taste of this creativity. So it was very important to me, the writing at that time, and this typewriter was very important as well. It's quite an expensive thing, and it was kind of like the only possession that I really was hanging on to. So anyway, I met this young fellow, and he was and still is, in my experience, the single most impressive embodiment of compassion that I'd ever come across and have done till this day in the world. He was about 23, 24 years old, just such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful young guy, amazingly compassionate and so sweet, such a sweethearted, powerful, beaming, radiant being. And I was introduced to him by a friend of mine, and he was a very humble guy, very simple. And she told me that he was writing a book. He wanted to write a book, his story. And I said, "Oh yeah, what's been going on for him? What's his story? What does he want to write about?" And she told me, this was in England, she told me that his mother and his father and his older brother were both serving prison sentences of 26 years each for what they'd done to this young fellow that I'd met when he was a child. And I don't know whether you know anything about British law, but I can tell you that in England, you don't get put in jail for 26 years for anything. Murderers don't get put in jail for 26 years. Rapists don't get put in jail for 26 years. No one gets put in jail for 26 years that I'd ever heard of. And his family, his mother and father and his older brother, were all in jail for 26 years each. And so this was an indication of the horrific crimes that they committed on this boy. And they kept him in an attic upstairs in the house from when he was a baby. And they had abused him in unimaginable ways. And they constantly abused him for years on end. And he was a slave to them, a sexual slave and a material slave and all kinds of stuff. I'll spare you the details of the horror of that story. But what had come out of it was this extraordinary fellow who was a real, real teacher. So I ended up giving him my typewriter there and then, and went on my way. So he was a living embodiment of Kala, that all change is possible. That you can come from the worst trauma in life, the worst psychological shattering, worst emotionally debilitating experience, and shine in the most amazing way. A very functional human being. There are many stories. There's a great individual in the world at the moment called Nick Vujicic, and this fellow, you can check out his links on our website. This fellow here has some work called From No Limbs to No Limits. And he was born without arms and without legs. He was born without arms and without legs. And he's like 23, 24 years old now as well. And he's a motivational speaker. He goes all over the world inspiring people. All over the world he's inspired millions of people. And he's got a fabulous sense of humor. And he's just a totally awesome guy, and he's just radiating, and his self-esteem is so high and so strong, and he's found this power, this love within himself, this radiance within himself, this grace. He's found it, and he's found it through the path of Christ consciousness, through the love of God coming through Jesus Christ. That's his way of finding that. I'm very, very inspired myself by the teachings of Jesus. I'm not inspired by organized religion, but if you take the trouble to investigate certain alternative sources of Christ consciousness teachings, such as A Course in Miracles and Love Without End, Jesus Speaks, and you have no... You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater when you read the Bible and such, just because organized religion has been hijacked by dark political forces. As long as you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and you understand that what they've hijacked essentially is a very good thing, and you can learn a tremendous amount from the Bible, and you can get a tremendous amount from Jesus' teachings. And you can find a way, if you resonate with that, to get touch. You can get clues from it, if you're in resonance with it, to get a deeper relationship going with the grace. And Nick's definitely done that, Nick Vujicic, and this Nick's done it as well. So it's a lovely path, that compassion and that love, and finding it through the breath and deepening that relationship through the heart with the inner being. Who are the other inspirations? Well, Gandhi is obviously one. A tremendous inspiration, Gandhi.